Well, thank you. As Frank said, my name's Clifford Ages. I'm a freelance software developer based here in London, England. And as I mentioned, I'm going to be giving you a brief introduction to what IoT is and certainly what Microsoft Azure IoT offerings are. We'll then a short snippet on IoT solutioning and understanding how you can harness this technology. And then we'll look at a couple of real-world examples of using Azure IoT. As I say, I'm going to talk to you about connecting your physical environment to digital world roadmap to IoT solutioning. Let's get started. The first thing really is, what is IoT? What does it mean? IoT, Internet of Things, is a network of internet-connected things, devices. It communicates sensor data up to the clouds and for central processing, and you can connect a few sensors, hundreds of sensors, even millions of sensors. Typically, they're embedded devices, so it's a small microprocessor, typically with a couple of sensors connected, be it humidity, vibration, temperature, GPS sensor, that sort of thing. These devices, they're IoT devices, and they take that sensor data, they connect it via a network up to the clouds, and that data that they send is the telemetry. So that is the data that gets sent up to the cloud. And as I say, it could be acceleration, velocity, it could be heat, temperature, humidity, it could be a GPS location for doing geofencing of your trucks that are out on the road. All those sensor values get sent by telemetry up to the cloud. And then in the cloud, we have the Azure IoT Hub, which streams that data in, and then it's used to process that data and give you the insights. Detecting where your trucks are to make sure they're going to the correct locations, or detecting the building environment, do we need to turn the heating on or the air conditioning, that sort of thing. Also, Azure IoT Hub can send signals back down to your IoT devices to change a setting, maybe set the alert that the temperature goes above a certain threshold to raise the alarm or to open the windows. Maybe it's to change the GPS geosensing, geofencing of your trucks to make sure that they stay within the correct area. So that is what IoT is. But let's look at how IoT can be used to enable your business to grow in the future and to take advantage of the changes in IoT. Certainly over the last few years, there's been introduction of cloud computing. We've all heard about it, somebody else's computers in the clouds. But IoT is now connecting to that cloud. And essentially, we're globally available, virtually unlimited compute resource in the cloud. So rather than just having a computer that's in your own office, you have this resource up in the cloud. So the clouds, you connect your IoT devices, you can ingest millions of data points every second from all your IoT-enabled sensors and devices. And you can manage them centrally as well. So you can manage them in one place to manage all these sensors, could be anywhere in the world. And then we move on to having IoT on the edge and the AI. So we can have the intelligence in the cloud to run a machine learning model that can look at our sensor data and make intelligent decisions and then send signals back down to our IoT devices. But we can also take that machine learning model and put it on the edge. We can move it down to our IoT devices, which means that we can make decisions locally, which means we get faster turnaround time on making the decision. So it hasn't got to transit back to the cloud before a decision is made. And then finally, we have, as mentioned in the keynote, we have the new digital twins technology, which is an opportunity to replicate your IoT environments. Maybe it's your building or your fleet of trucks that are out on the roads. You can replicate that digitally in the cloud. So you can then look at, if we change this over here, how is that going to affect the system? And you can design your system without having to roll out hundreds, if not millions, of IoT devices. You can check it and make sure your system works in the cloud and works for your environment as you need. But IoT projects, they can be complex. They can be hard because I've worked with many IoT clients, and as the Microsoft Azure IoT team have, in real business applications, and look at the benefits that it can bring. But to roll out an IoT project, it can be quite long timelines. And the reason being is because not only do you have your IoT software that's on your device, you've got to design the hardware. You've got to look and pick the correct sensors. you got to make sure that the sensor you pick work for the data you're trying to track. There's no point having a sensor that can track a temperature, you know, 0 to 100 degrees Celsius, but then you're trying to look at the melting point of aluminium, for example. It's not going to work. So you need to get the correct sensors, test them, make sure they work. You then need to write the software that's on the IoT device that's sending it to the cloud. You then need to worry about the network connection. It's going to be over a hardware Ethernet connection. It's going to be Wi-Fi. Is it going to be Bluetooth? Is it going to be over a radio frequency back up to the cloud? So once you've built your proof of concept, you have your proof of concept, it works. You get to sign off from the board to then go and roll this out across your infrastructure. Then comes the hard part, because you then need to provision all these devices. You need to manage them, manage their connections to the cloud, manage their connections to the OT hub. And then once you've done that, you need to look after them. You need to make sure that the sensors are sending the correct values up to the cloud. And then you also, now you have all that data, all that telemetry that's being streamed into IoT Hub. You need to then look at the insights. What are you going to do with that data? How is the business going to use this data and connect to the back-end system so that you can gain the insights and the business advantage of all this IoT data that you're bringing up? Just look at how we could solve these typical obstacles using the Azure IoT services. The Azure IoT services have the ability to build this comprehensive environment for you and help you connect all your devices to the cloud, whether it's just a few devices, a few hundred or a few million around the world. You know, Azure has got data centers all over the world, and you can use that resource and that cloud. So the following capabilities are part of the IoT offerings from Azure. We have device connectivity and management. That allows us to connect our millions of devices and simultaneously manage them as they're connected to the Azure IoT Hub. Make sure that the security of each IoT device is there and it's not being compromised in any way, which means data that could be getting sent is incorrect. And then you communicate back to the devices to make sure that you can set the values, et cetera, within the device as well. Then you've got the data ingestion and then your command and control. So that basically is making sure that you've got your bi-directional communication. So you can talk to the device, it can talk back to you as well. And then you can, maybe you've got devices that work in over cellular and they only connects intermittently because you don't want to use up too much cellular data and that connection. So you can work the data ingestion and command and control can help you control those devices as well. And then you can act on that data in real time as it comes into IoT Hub and send it to the correct areas of Azure IoT behind the scenes. We have stream processing. That is our live in real time processing of the telemetry that's coming up from IoT devices, which means that we can stream that in and view the data in real time as it's happening from our millions of devices around the world. And we have workflow management. That is where we take that the insights of that data. So once we've got the data from our devices, we've streamed it in, we've processed it, we stored it in a database, be that Cosmos or SQL database. Then the workflow automation is where your back-end systems, your business tools you currently have, be that CRM system, be that an SMS system that sends messages out to drivers or technicians that are out on site. Your back-end systems can take that the insights from their learnings about IoT devices and use those internally within your business, because what's the point of having the data if you can't use it? Building on that is our dashboards and visualization. So you can take the IoT data and look at the real-time stream analytics, and you can build a powerful visual a tool using something like Power BI or a Blazor web app or a Xamarin mobile app that can look at that data in real time as it happens, as you see these values change from your IoT sensors in the field. But as I say, sometimes you could be building maybe a building management system. Well, there's some of those have been built already. So the extra bit on as well is the fact that the Azure IoT team have built pre-configured solutions. So rather than starting from scratch and designing this whole system from scratch, maybe someone's done it in the past. Maybe the Microsoft and Azure team have helped a company like yours in the past build these systems. So there's pre-configured solutions, which is basically a cookie cutter solution. You can take that and then you tweak and edit and make it fit your needs as an individual business. And that means your time to live is a lot shorter as well. Just look, if you was to start a new solution, you're starting out fresh and you want to think about how you're going to build this solution, it can be quite complex. How am I going to make this whole solution come together? Well, we highly recommend the use of Azure IoT reference architecture. You can find this on the Docs website, on Microsoft Docs, and it will give you an idea of how to build your solution out. So you start on the left with your things, the devices you have in the field. Would that be your IoT devices that are connecting up and sending data? On the edge of that, you've got the IoT Cloud Gateway, your IoT Hub, which ingests all that data from your millions of sensors around the world. And then inside your insights in the center there is how you're going to stream that data in, where you're going to store it. You're going to store it in a Cosmos or an SQL database, table storage, blob storage, if it's images, that sort of thing. And then that processing is also used to build out your reporting tools as well. And then obviously you've got all the data, you need to take action. And action is your automated or maybe even a manual process. And that is your Power BI, that is your integration with your CRM system, the integration with your Azure Maps for mapping where your trucks are around making your deliveries, etc. So if you think about the IoT reference architecture, you've got your things, your insights, your actions. We'll come back to this architecture in a moment. Let's look at a real life project that was brought on board with using Microsoft Azure IoT services. So this is a proof concept. It's a team of five engineers who were given 48 hours to invent a solution. And they come up with building a better mousetrap, a smart mousetrap. Now, I will say this was a proof of concept, so no mice or other rodents were injured or hurt during the building this proof of concept. But we have hard hats and full PPE for the COVID times. But let's look at how they designed and went about looking at this project. Well, first you need to start looking at the opportunities. What are you as a business trying to look for? What are you trying to build that's going to work for you and make sure that the business actually is going to do this? It's not going to be put in the bin of internet of crap, of something that's connected to the internet that really shouldn't be connected to the internet. So if we look at this, they looked at the fact that the rat and mice spread a lot of diseases. People don't like seeing them around their buildings. The traps are monitored and the technician has to go out to visit the traps, so visit the sites and make regular inspections, which requires time and pay of a technician, requires mileage of the vehicles to do that. And obviously, you know, a vehicle, if it's not an electric vehicle, it's got the emissions and the environmental impact of that trip. Maybe they get there and the traps are empty, so it's a completely wasted trip, all that time, money and effort and the carbon emissions of that truck going there just to check could be completely wasted. The business owners become frustrated if the trap's not emptied. You know, maybe you decide to only go once a week, but suddenly, you know, all the rodents turn up, they all get trapped and the traps are full. The business occupiers of that building could become very upset. Business potential customers, may get upset if the building is occupied with too many rodents. You're not clearing them quick enough. So let's report this back. Then they looked at the industry. It's obviously quite a big industry. 12 billion, it's got an annual growth of 3%. So as an industry, it's growing quite quickly. So how can we, if we were the pretend rodent capture company, how can we take on this challenge and make it better? Well, like I said, let's go back to our reference architecture. Let's look at the things. Let's look at the insights and actions. So the things, we can have a smart mousetrap to track our rodents, but we need to roll it out across a building and then across many buildings in the city. So we need to make sure that we have the ability to securely connect it to the cloud. Connectivity options, do we have Wi-Fi in the building or do we need to use 3G and a cellular system to see data in the cloud? The insights, the cloud gateway, in our case, Azure IoT Hub, is what was used to securely accept that data, provide data management and capabilities, and then stream process that information and consume the data so that we can use it in our back-end systems as well. And obviously put the raw data in storage, so it can be used later for analytics in slow time, not in real time. You can use that analytics later as well and run machine learning models across it. And then obviously we need the actions. We need the user interface, maybe Power BI or a Xamarin mobile application that can look at the data. But also your mobile app can be used by the technician when they're setting up the devices in the field. They can set where this device is in the building and set its GPS locations. and give it a device ID, all from a mobile app using Digital Twins and Azure IoT Hub to connect it all together. So that is a reference architecture. So they started there, but then they went on and built it up. And we can look at the fact that they took the things, in this case was a Raspberry Pi, and connected the mousetrap with a trigger and sent that data up to Azure IoT Hub. They didn't use Stream Analytics to stream that data in real time. They stored it in an SQL database and then used Power BI to reason over that data and give a visual model to the back-end staff, be that the technicians that are out in the field, or it could be the staff in the office that are managing the suite of IoT sensors. But how does it actually work? How does this, I know what you're thinking, well, how's this smart mousetrap actually working? Surely it's a really complex system. Well, actually it's not. It was quite simply just a Raspberry Pi, in this case, Raspberry Pi 2, this project's a little old now. And all they did was put a switch on the mousetrap, as you can see in the image there. And then that switch was connected to the Raspberry Pi. It had a little LED light to say the fact that the sensor had been tripped, and the trap had a rodent in it, and that was sent up to the Azure IoT Hub. So you may think that building an IoT solution, the actual hardware is quite complex. Maybe you're a software engineer and you're used to back end and stuff. But actually, the IoT side isn't as difficult as you think. So it's coming up with that sensor and connecting it to your device. That telemetry data is then sent up to the Azure IoT Hub, as we said before, and it helps build those insights of where this sensor is, where that trap is. And obviously, then we have our Power BI dashboard. And if we take a quick look at that, the one they built out, obviously this is a proof of concept, but the one they built out this project, so you can see it's a fairly simple, shows a map of where the devices are when they've been triggered. Then it shows a floor plan in the building where that trap is within the building, and then it shows some business insights data, the average time to empty and reset a trap, the number of times that trap's been triggered by a rodent, and average time to clear. So you can imagine here that a trap is triggered, and it could send a signal to the technician who could be driving past or near the building and stop by, reset the trap, therefore keeping the client, the building owner, a lot happier because the trap's being cleared promptly and quickly and being reset. Also, if a trap is not being triggered very often, but they're still reporting rodent sightings around the building, you can then see, well, they're not being triggered. Let's move the traps around the building and put them in different places. Once we have that, though, we can then move on to how do we roll that out from one building to 10 buildings to hundreds of buildings around the world. But then we can start to model our system using Azure Digital Twins. We can start to model a building. So we can look at a new building site or a new area that we're trying to protect with our smart mousetrap system. And we could look at how we put the sensors, where we put them. We could send it some test data and use the Azure Digital Twins to try and model our system and how we're going to integrate this complex system within the environment that we intend to install it. And from that, we could, without rolling out and sending lots of devices down to site, we can test and make sure it's going to work for that site before we do any on-site installation and building work. But, that's enough with mousetraps. The rodent's all okay. The hard hat works. Let's move on to something a little bit more interesting for me. I like ice cream, and these ice cream trucks, they frequent cities all over the world. These ones are from Toronto in Canada, and the ice cream trucks travel around the city. As we all know, they play music to let you know that the ice cream truck is on its way. When it stops, the music stops, and then the salesperson starts to sell the ice cream on a nice hot summer's day. Learnings from that is the fact that the driver needs to know where they're going to drive the truck, how they're going to move around the city to get to the correct places at the right time. And they get to know it over years. But what if you're a new vendor, you want to get your own ice cream truck and set up new? We could use IoT and bring it to your business. And the way you do that is you can map where you go on your travels and how much sales. So if you think about it, in this case, when the music stops, and the truck stopped, therefore you've stopped at a location. You then start to make sales. You can track those sales. So you can use the trigger of the music and the vehicle stopping, so GPS and a sound sensor, for example, into Raspberry Pi and install that data. And then you can log the sales that you make in your CRM system. And then you can connect your EPP system, connect those two data sources together when you're back in the office later. And then see, well, actually, I stopped here at this time and stopped there at that time. But the next week, you go a different route and track all that data and store it together. And therefore, decide which is the best route to travel around the city to make sure you get the best sales. That's the two solutions that I want to cover very briefly. If you want to learn more about the resources in my talk today, you can go to ak.ms/OT10 resources. The code for the mousetrap and others, you can go to ak.ms/OT10, and it's up there on GitHub, and then all the resources for the program are there on ak.ms/OTLP. However, I know what you're thinking. It's like, well, how do I learn more, Cliff? What do I need to do? I'm going to become an Azure IoT expert. We can head out to ak.ms/ot10/learn. That takes you to the Microsoft Learn portal, and there's a predefined course there for you to follow and become an AAT solution architect as well. And that will help you go towards becoming Azure AZ220 OT developer certification. That'll mean you can get certified and become a certified Microsoft engineer, which means you can get hired in the field. You can stay ahead and get recognized for the fact that you know your stuff and you know what you're doing with IoT and Azure. Now, it doesn't mean you need to be an embedded systems engineer. That was my background. But you know, if you're a software developer, the cloud side of it could be the area you specialize in as well. So head out there. You can go and look at the certification at ak.ms/ot10/certification. And if you want some resources, maybe Microsoft Learn, you're reading through that, and there's a lot of documentations and little short video clips. There's a fantastic study guide put together by Paul DiCarlo, one of the IoT team, out of ak.ms IoT cert guides. But if, like me, reading is not your thing and you're more of a visual reader, you prefer kind of YouTube and Twitch kind of streams, then head out to bit.ly/AZ220, and there's a fantastic Pluralsight author courses out there, and a whole theme from Pete Gallagher and Jürgen and others that are putting together to help teach you the whole AZ220 course as well. If IoT, you're not quite ready for it, and obviously you can head out to Microsoft Learn, and Microsoft Learn has subjects you can learn from all of Azure and C# and any language within the .NET platform, and you can learn there as well. So it's a fantastic learning resource. I go there very often and keep up my skill set by using resources and stuff there. But that's enough for me. My name's Clifford Ages, and hopefully you've learned a little bit about connecting your physical environment to your digital world, roadmap to IoT solutioning. Thank you.